Well, it's 8:19. Good morning. You're with Five Live Breakfast. David Cameron says no stone will be left unturned during a fresh investigation into the sexual abuse of children at care homes in North Wales in the 70s and 80s. It is alleged a senior Conservative politician from the Thatcher era was one of those involved. Well, Keith Gregory was a victim of abuse at the Bryn Estyn Children's Home in the 1970s. He's now a councillor in Wrexham. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, give us an idea of what you went through when you were a little boy.
I was taken into care at the age of 12 and a half, and I was taken to Bryn Estyn Children's Home, where I was mentally, physically and sexually abused.
When you hear this stuff that's in the news at the moment about high-profile people, senior, you know, Conservative politician at the time, does that tally with your experience?
It certainly does.
This was systematic?
Yeah, systematic, yeah. But not allowed to, we were not allowed to mention them. We got to the last inquiry. Our names were named, but they were only interested in the Waterhouse inquiry, in the people like the staff at the home and the care workers. Any other names that was mentioned that happened off-site, and these were the senior figures, people.
How did they get you off-site?
They come in cars, vans, you were taken out by staff, taken to a motel in Wrexham called the Crest Motel, which is now the Wednesday in Wrexham.
Oh, it's just horrific. Were you abused by this senior Conservative politician?
No, I wasn't, no.
Go on.
I was there from when I was 12 to I was 15. And it was abuse all the way through. But as I got older, there was other young ones coming in, and this is where a lot of it was taking place. They're the ones that it had done to them.
And what sort of walks of life were the people who were doing the abuse? What were they? What kind of figures were they? Obviously, we have to proceed very carefully here. But give us an idea of their jobs and what they did.
There was two MPs, senior judges.
Two MPs, who abused you, or?
I'm not sure, but whoever they abused, I don't know. All of them, but I just do know. That there was two MPs,
yep.
Judges, serving police officers, senior police officers, market traders, business people from Wrexham, but there was people from all over the place, all over Britain. Senior police officers.
Judges.
Two
MPs. Were those MPs both, were they in different parties? Were they in the same party?
I'm not sure. I know one was a Conservative and the other one, I'm not sure.
Is that the one that has been in the news who's not been named, the one who is a Conservative?
That's
yes.
It, yeah.
The other one you're not so sure about. Was there nobody to help you? Was there nobody that you can turn around to and say, I'm going through this complete horror?
I did raise it while I was in Bryn Estyn, to where a case conference was called. When I walked into the room, there was a senior police officer and the then deputy headmaster. They were all friendly, shaking hands and laughing and whatever. And I walked in and they said, I believe you got something to say to me. And it was obvious and I couldn't say anything. And then they just stood me there all laughing and just riddled, terrible, to be honest.
When you were, did you cry yourself to sleep at night? It must have been awful.
Everybody used to cry themselves to sleep at night. You were terrified. You either pretend you were sleeping or you just hid under the blankets. I mean, you didn't know who they were coming for next. And then you'd hear boys coming back to bed crying their eyes out.
It's absolutely horrific.
And there was a lot of vulnerable people in these homes with no mums and dads,
And Mr. Meesham, who was on Newsnight the other night, you know him because I know you weren't at the school together, but you set up a charity with each other. Do you want these people to be named? I mean, this is your. Do you think justice will eventually be served?
Well, I hope it will now. I hope this new inquiry just doesn't look into the inquiry. I hope we have a new inquiry where these names will now come out and people will be brought to book.
Well, if there are enough victims, surely there are enough witnesses, surely there are enough, there would be enough evidence, you would hope.
Well, we tried to do it last time. There is enough evidence, there's enough witnesses. When we did the Waterhouse inquiry, we give names, but we weren't allowed to give them because they were only interested in staff at the home and care workers to do with Brynestyn. Anything else that happened off-site or anybody really with high-profile names, they were all taken off the statements. When we tried to, these questions were tried to be raised in the Waterhouse inquiry, we was told we must stick to the statements. And obviously there was no names on the statements. So I think that was a cover-up there, you know.
Do you think it's friends covering up for friends? And
I certainly know that is the case. It was
some kind of a network, a covering up network.
Yeah, network paedophile. Yeah, Masons.
Masons?
That's what I believe.
Why do you believe that? Tell me more about that.
Most of them were members of the Freemasons. I believe.
They had a kind of sense of loyalty to each
loyal
other.
Loyalty to each other, yeah.
Above and beyond morality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basic decency.
Yep. There's a report called the Gillings Report, which went missing after it was given to Clwyd County Council, and they were told to pulp it because the insurance firms didn't want what they threatened to uninsure the council if this document wasn't pulped. And I know if that document was released now to the public or to the police or whatever, it would show names. You know, I find it disgusting really how an insurance company can tell a county borough council how to act.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. It's something we will return to. I know that you know, you're a survivor. Many didn't. There are many
people
committed suicide and have all sorts of problems.
12, 13 of them, yeah.
But we appreciate your important contribution, Keith Gregory.
Can I just say one thing? Last time it was done with no help. I mean, we would just ask questions. I left people in pieces. They opened the can of worms and just leave it alone. In the Waterhouse inquiry, we were told we would all receive proper counselling. And that was in 2000. And today we are still waiting for counsellors to help us. And I think that's disgraceful, to be honest.
We'll talk again. Thank you very much, okay. Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Toronto.
827.